Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. This is the weekend edition, and I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, we're talking with Mr. George Ross. George was Donald Trump's attorney and right-hand man for most of the last 40 years, and today I'm talking to George about his perspective on what's happening in the media. It's been fascinating to watch all these crazy stories and people showing up on television making all kinds of assertions. So here's what George had to say. Enjoy. So George, you're probably one of the few attorneys who's worked for Mr. Trump who hasn't been on television this week.
That's voluntary on my part.
I can imagine. So what do you make of this? I mean, you've got Mike Cohen making public statements, Rudy Giuliani, now Jay Goldberg criticizing Rudy.
This is a result of the media as it exists today, and the television and everything is blown up out of proportion. Anybody that can get exposure will, if they figure it's going to help them out. And as far as Mike Cohen is concerned, he was a lawyer in the office at that point. I basically don't know all of the details that he did. That'll probably come out. As far as Giuliani is concerned, Giuliani is basically structuring things ultimately whatever's going to happen in the investigation, if anything. And as far as Jay Goldberg is concerned, he's an old guy. He's an old war horse. And he will say anything he can to get his name in television. So what you've got over here is everybody fighting for publicity. That's what you got.
I mean, it was very strange. I mean, I've met Rudy Giuliani on a number of occasions, and he strikes me as someone who comes into situations extremely well prepared. He's very methodical. He's not one of these shoot from the hip kind of guys. So what's been going on has been fascinating, you know, to see him actually contradicting the president.
Contradicting in certain things, he's basically setting what should have been said originally. And understand, that's the difference between a lawyer, the way he would state things, and the way a principal would state things. So what he's doing is clarifying the record. And basically, that's whatever happens, but that's what he's doing to get things straight. Because what happens is any statement which the president makes is going to be chopped up, no matter what he says. It's going to be chopped up.
Right.
And they're going to interpret it. You should have said this. You should have done it sooner. You should have done it later. I don't like the words you used. The media is going to chew it up. So Giuliani's function primarily is to go on the record and to set things the way he thinks they should be set, because ultimately he's going to be involved heavily in the legal proceedings, wherever they go. So what you got is a lot of good television, but unfortunately, we don't have a government that's operating.
No kidding. It's certainly a huge distraction.
A total distraction. There's nothing really to it. It's a waste of time. But so be it.
I appreciate your insight. Okay, well, this...
Understand the media is out for one thing. Get listeners, and you get listeners by coming up with news or scandalous things or something. Have you noticed on the television, they never give you the source. They only say the New York Times says, or this says that. You never get the source, so you don't know where it's coming from, if at all, and you can't get that. So it's, you got to take everything that's there with a shaker of salt, not a grain.
Yes,
okay, indeed. Let's go on to the next.
Thank you to George for his perspective. I'm sharing this with you to underscore how difficult it is to make sense of what's being reported in the news. In fact, even on this podcast, I'm making decisions on what to include and what to leave out in a time budget of 5 minutes. And I'm making dozens of those tiny content decisions in each and every episode. When I make a decision to leave something out, am I providing you with a biased perspective? Well, not intentionally, but I simply can't give you a complete picture on anything in 5 minutes, and the news media can't either. The difference is, I'm perfectly comfortable with sharing my opinion and telling you that my opinion is what it is. I'm not blurring the line between opinion and facts. I'm not a journalist, and I'm not reporting the national news. I do sympathize with those in the media who genuinely try to deliver a story completely in a short time period. It's extraordinarily difficult to do. Many of my episodes would be far easier to deliver in 30 minutes than just 5 minutes. And I believe it's important for everyone, including you, to consume content critically. Ask yourself the question, why is the producer of the show sharing this content with me? I don't know if George is right in his perspective. I really have no idea. I just know that he has a different vantage point than I do. He knows all the players involved, and because of that, can provide some commentary, some perspective than I could on my own, because if I did, I'd just be making it up. He knows the player. So that's why I really wanted to share this with you. So in the meantime, as you're watching the news, don't spend too much time watching the news, because in many cases, it's not news. Have a spectacular day. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.